Are you sick of Facebook blocking your content because you're conservative? Sign up for the new social network that will never stop the flow of free speech. What are you waiting for? Another data breach? Go to rehdoggentertainment.org, it's free. What are you waiting for? Zuckerberg's permission. Go now. rehdoggentertainment.org.
The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rashawn Blyden.
Welcome to Political Bomb Show. I'm your host, Rashawn Blyden. If you'd like to give us a call, you can call 323-835-1123 or visit politicalbombshow.cf. Monday. Who likes Mondays? Raise your hand. No one's raising their hand. No one likes Mondays. Mondays, is the day, the first day back to work. No one likes that. Unless, of course, you really enjoy your work. But I'm talking about blue-collar workers and office workers and so forth. They aren't that happy that it's Monday. But anyway, I'm very much interested in this Monday particularly because I want to watch the media and see, especially Line CNN, and see how they're going to handle the president visiting Russia, how they're going to handle that whole thing. So I'll probably podcast about the visit tomorrow on Tuesday. But my show is basically going to be about the news and the theme, because I like to have a theme. I was in a debate sometime over the weekend, and it was a debate on abortion, but for some reason they took a swipe at the Republicans and they said that they have more sex scandals than the Democrats. I literally almost fell out of my chair when he said that, so I wasn't able to respond to that because the debate wasn't about sex scandals, it was about abortion. So when it was my turn to answer a question, I just kind of took a swipe back and said, I seriously doubt that the Republican scandals are worse than the Democrat scandals. So I'll be focusing on sex scandals, particularly on the Republican and Democrat side, and see who's worse. But I'm probably mostly going to focus on the Democrat side because I know that I'm right on that, that their scandals are right. All you got to do is look at Bill Clinton. He's a slime. He's been doing things like that even before he was president, I think, I'm pretty sure, as governor. So how dare he say that the Republicans have more sex scandals? Then he brought up something with pedophile. I'm not sure who that was. I'll have to look into that, but I'm quite sure that Democrats are definitely the worst when it comes to sex scandals. But I'm not going to talk about that right now. I'm going to start off with some news. So let's get to the news here. And as usual, I'm going to only talk about stuff that interests me. Otherwise, it's going to be boring. So let's see what we got here. Botswana may put elephants in crosshairs as it moves to lift the hunting ban. Yeah, that's not a good thing at all. It really isn't a good thing. I don't like that at all. Elephants are magnificent creatures, and they're being hunted and targeted because of their tusks. Really, people are so evil. But anyway, Botswana, home to the world's largest elephant population, may lift the ban on hunting for sport in the face of what the government says is growing conflict between humans and wildlife, a move sure to provoke protests from animal welfare groups. Of course it should. That's ridiculous. Why would you lift a ban? Let me continue anyway. Conservationists estimate the landlocked southern African country to have around 130,000 elephants, close to a third of the continent's population. But the government says the number is closer to 230,000, causing problems for small-scale farmers. So I guess now they're claiming that, you know what, humans, we are invading their space. We keep building and building. Where do you expect the animals to go? Where exactly do you expect the animals to go? We are invading their territory, and now that they want to roam the land free, you want to kill them because we invaded their space. You know, most conservatives, they should take this role. I mean, if you look at the word conservationist, conservative, conservationist. Don't you get it? So, I am not happy about this story at all. I don't even want to read anymore. It's just pissing me off. Just like, well, in the interview on over the weekend, something had just grabbed my attention, you know, about I thought that the other side said that a fetus was less significant than a pet. That just sent me over the edge. I just could not believe I was hearing that. But he said he didn't say that, so I'll have to take him at his word, I guess. But anyway, let's continue here. What else do we got here? Canadians still visiting USA despite trade flaps. Well, of course they are. We're much better than Canada. And in the United States, it's booming now. So, yeah, of course they want to come visit here. The United States and Canada are engaged in a trade dispute, angering Canadians, but it doesn't seem to be having an impact on tourism. Not yet, anyway. It's not going to have an impact. He's right. I don't call it trade wars. I call it defending ourselves. All these countries have been taking advantage of us all these years. It's about time we defend ourselves. Sick and tired of the crap. Oh, you should let yourself bend over and take it up the yin yang. Yeah. Anyway, a little pumped up here. Games show off modern Russia. Let's see, what is this one about? Da 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 da. Russia on high as the World Cup wraps. Putin's problems remain. Putin. Moscow AP. Despite a national wave of election from the World Cup that bathed Russia in a rosy light, President Vladimir Putin will face some challenges and extending the post-soccer glow at home and abroad. Well-organized, festive, and friendly, the World Cup has shown off a welcoming and modern Russia in sharp contrast to common biases abroad. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. Putin is likely to try to leverage that Monday when he holds a summit in Finland with United States President Donald Trump. And there have been strong signs that the American side will be respective. Just minutes after the World Cup final ended, the France defeating Croatia, Trump tweeted congratulations to President Putin and the Russia for putting a truly great World Cup tournament, one of the best ever. I don't see anything wrong with that. I can hear them already. Collusion, Russia, collusion. Shut up. There's the proof, you idiots. Hillary begins speech. I'm so tired. I can barely stand. I am so tired. Why don't you do that fake voice? Do we have that clip when she goes to whenever she goes to talk to a down south black people, she puts on this I ain't no way tired. I have to put that clip on. Let's put that clip on right now.
I don't feel no ways tired. I come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy.
I guess she's no way tired. Hillary Clinton, the robot lizard woman. But apparently, now she's tired. So Hillary begins speech, "I'm so tired, I can barely stand up." Hillary Clinton may have visions of 2020 if she can just keep her eyes open. The failed presidential candidate started her speech to the American Federation of Teachers Union on Friday in a bizarre way by telling everyone how tired she was. "Well, I'll tell you," this is a quote, "well, I'll tell you," she said. "I've been back there listening to Randy, and I'm so exhausted, I can barely stand here." Clinton flashed moments of bitterness and anger. Of course, that's all she does. That's all she does. "You's no ways tired, I guess." Well, you know what? I'm tired of reading your article, so next. Get out of my face. Let's see here. Israel strikes Hamas cell launching arson. Good. Sounds good to me. Sounds good to me. Goody, 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 goody. Israel strikes Hamas cell launching arson kites doing Gaza ceasefire. You know, Hamas is the worst of them all, the worst. So the IDF on Sunday said it fired at a group of Palestinians flying in incendiary balloons into southern Israel. Yeah, I don't know what to say about that other than it's good that they struck at them. That's good. Inside 2020 preparations. What is this about? Let's see here. What do you know? Good old Pocahontas from my good old state of Massachusetts. Warren is preparing for 2020. So are Biden, Booker, Harris, and Sanders. What a winning combination. I say run. You guys aren't going anywhere. You aren't going a damn place. Reno, Nevada. During a campaign-style tour of the West last month, Senator Pocahontas did not announce she was running for president, but in private events and public speeches, her message about 2020 was clear as it was rousing. As clear as her Indian heritage? In Salt Lake City, Mrs. Pocahontas urged Democrats to turn out in force for the midterm elections to build momentum. You're not building jack. You ain't building jack, Pocahontas. Pocahontas, 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 shut your mouth. Okay, scientists peer into heart of hurricanes to improve intensity forecast. Let's see if they're playing God again. Like the trannies. I don't call them transgenders. I call them man-made women. Let's see, okay. Scientists peer into heart of hurricane to improve intensity forecast. With a better way to predict a storm's power, people will be more prepared in knowing whether a hurricane headed their way will cause devastation or not. Interesting. It's a good thing if you can actually predict that the hurricane is going to be horrible. Ultimately, honestly, they could predict what they want. If God wants the hurricane to be strong, it will be. You can't change nothing about that. Okay, Silicon Valley eyes Africa as new tech frontier. Really? Did not know this. Let's see here. Silicon Valley, blah, blah, blah. Da, 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 da. With its colorful hammocks and table tennis table, a new tech hub in the Logos Metropolis wouldn't look out of place among the startups on the other side of the world in Silicon Valley. But the NG Hub office is in the suburb of Yaba, the heart of Nigeria's tech scene that is attracting interest for global giants keen to tap into the emerging market of young, connected Africans. In May, both Google and Facebook, what do we call Google and Facebook again? That's right, monopolies, they need to cut down to size. Launch initiative nearby. Okay. Da, 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 da. Ooh. The heat is on. Time for another George Killian. That's not professional. You shouldn't have a Killian while you're on the air. I didn't say I was going to have it when I was on the air. Liberals, so be quiet. So let's see, continue. Jaguar, it's the updates of a jaguar that escaped the New Orleans Zoo. I didn't even know a jaguar escaped. Well, apparently a jaguar escaped the New Orleans Zoo and goes on animal killing spree. Let's see what the update is. I did not know this was going on. Again, I don't like reading stories from the Sun. It's such a tabloid paper. The Sun. Let's see. I don't care about this story. Not that I don't care about it, but I just don't like reading anything from the tabloids. Let's see. Who recognized compulsive sexual behavior as mental disorder? Why does this ring a bell to me? This rings a bell. I remember reading this before. Let's see. The World Health Organization has recognized compulsive sexual behavior as a mental disorder. I read this before. I think this was in England or something. Let's see. But said Saturday it remained unclear if it was an addiction on par with gambling or drug abuse. Your drug abuse, shut up. Okay, with Trump in the White House, candidates who sound like him hit the campaign trail. I don't want candidates who sound like him. I want candidates who actually share his philosophy like my philosophy. It's very much in line with each other. Who's this guy? Actor Antonio Sabato Jr. speaks during the Republican National Convention at Quaken. Oh, this was 2016. I don't care about that. Let's get to the story. Atlanta. In last week's debate between Georgia's Republican candidate for governor, policy was quickly abandoned as Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle and Secretary of State Brian Kemp lit into one another with a familiar slate of accusations. Kemp called Cagle a liar at least a dozen times. Cagle accused Kemp of conspiring with another Republican to release a recording of what is it? A recording of out of context. Sure, it's always out of context. And Cagle of spreading fake news. Okay, all right, whatever. Whatever. Anything good? The Beast fired Billboard CEO probe for gay slurs, gay harassment, financial misconduct. Let's see what's going on here. Well, he doesn't look too, let's read this. The CEO of Billboard and The Hollywood Reporter was pushed out earlier this week after a private internal investigation raised concerns about evidence of sexual harassment and other wrongdoing, according to three sources with direct knowledge of the outcome of the internal investigation. The probe stemmed from allegations of sexual harassment and expanded over the past weeks after an audit was launched looking into other allegations of impropriety by John Amato. Sources said the probe is explaining whether the company adequately addressed complaints by staff of inappropriate behavior by the top company officials, blah, blah, blah. Get to the part where he, whatever. I'm trying to see what he said, but it doesn't seem to, let's see what. The investigators learned about a widely witnessed event in which Amato made sexual overtures at a young marketing staffer. What else? It wasn't the only time he allegedly made comments to a younger colleague. Two people said the staff were off-put when he made similar advance on a female staffer in 2017. Yeah, he deserves to be out if all these things are true. And you're an idiot. Why do people do these things? I'll never know. I'll tell you why. I actually do know. Power corrupt absolutely. That's what it is. Power corrupts. The more power you get, The more corrupt you become sometimes, most times. Not everyone's like that, but a lot of them are. Cops under fire. Oh, I think I read this story already, actually. Yeah, I read this already. About the cops under fire for flipping a coin to decide whether or not they'll arrest someone. I think I'm pretty sure I read that already. So let's reload this and see if there's anything else here. Immigrant children held in shelters. They told us to behave or we'd be here forever. Well, maybe you should behave. You needed to be threatened. You shouldn't even be here. So yeah, I'm not gonna even read that story. I say BTW, 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 BTW. That means build the wall. Pedo guy. Okay, let's see which guy's a pedo this time. According to the Omar. According to him, when I debated him, according to him, it's the only Republicans that's pedos. I still gotta look into that. But someone named Elon Musk calls British diver who helped rescue Thai schoolboys a pedo guy. Huh. Why did he call him that? Elon Musk has called a British diver who helped rescue the schoolboys from a flood cave in Thailand pedo guy on Twitter. The entrepreneur's outburst came after diver Vern Unsworth told Mr. Musk to stick his Mr. Musk to stick his submarine where it hurts, after describing his offer to help with a miniature submarine as a PR stunt. So I could see where the guy, he's treated just, you know, he's defaming them because the diver told him to stick his submarine where the sun don't shine, and he got upset. So then Mr. Musk traveled to Tyle and which he said could help free 12 schoolboys stranded for weeks inside the cave. See, this is the thing I don't like about social media, and people, if they don't like you, they could just say anything about you and without any repercussions. I don't like that. I don't like that at all, and especially me being a public figure. Anyone could say anything about me, and I can't go after them because I'm a public figure. It's so the law's got to change because people know this and they will do it on purpose. They really, it's not a good thing at all. Oh man, talk about the heat wave. Oh man, I could tell that I'm definitely dehydrated. I have a nasty headache, and I am pouring out sweat. So I'm just wondering. Looks like my sugar gliders are still asleep. I don't see Zoom or Matrix anywhere. I need a drink of water. I don't mean drinking. I'm not. Don't worry, liberals. I'm not gonna get wasted on air like some people do. And I know what you're saying. You had a show, and you used to do a different forum. This is a political show. So great. That was good. So, what was I talking about? I lost my train of thought there. What was I talking about? Oh, about fake allegations. It's not right that people are allowed to sully your name. It's unfair, and you can't do anything about it. I mean, it's just totally unfair. The guy went on a Twitter tirade saying, "Never saw this British except a guy who lives in Thailand." Oh, da-da-da. You know what? This is his tweet. "You know what? Don't bother showing the video. We will make one of the mini sub pod going all the way to the cave. Five. No problemo. Sorry, pedo guy. You really did ask for it." So, yeah, this is just, it's clear that he was retaliating. So he decided to call him a pedo guy. It's ridiculous. People just suck. People suck. But Donna at 60, pop culture still reeks of her influence. Get over yourself. You're irrelevant, you has-been washed-up hag. Get over yourself. Let's see here. "New Brexit referendum is only way to end deadlock." Probably true. Theresa May is doing a horrible job at that. "Boris plans blistering speech." Good. I like him. I hope he does plan a blistering speech. "And why am I surprised of this?" You know what? We have to play the song before I talk about this story. Let's play the song, and then you'll know exactly what I'm going to talk about.
Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg.
Is this a political ad? Facebook thinks so. I'm looking at the picture. Let me just describe it because you can't see what I'm looking at. It's a picture of people pretty much they're out in the open, and it looks like their hands are up in the air and they're praising God. It looks like here to me. It's a church, and Apparently, this isn't the first time Facebook had a run-in with search. Remember, we spoke about a story a little bit back. I said that they banned an ad that said hashtag Jesus. I wonder if it said hashtag Muslim or hashtag Allah. I doubt they would have banned it, but they did that. And I'm not sure, I think it was a song or something. I believe it was a song. They also blocked it, a gospel song. And so now they added they seem to be anti-Christian. I wonder who runs the political field of Facebook. They don't seem to be really transparent. I could tell you they're liberal AF. Liberal AF. AF. Use the imagination. Liberal as F. So anyway, add one more arbitrary and capricious act of anti-Christian censorship, bigotry, to the list of Facebook blocks. This is why I don't use Facebook personally anymore at all. I personally told Sucky Zucky to F himself because they block my posts all the time when it's something conservative. But anyway, let's continue the story here. The gospel music group Zion's Joy posted its new song, What Would Heaven Look Like? A purely spiritual Christian praise song, to Facebook boosting it with a $100 purchase, only to see the song censored for political content. I hate Facebook so much. In a statement, a Facebook spokeswoman said that its political ad policy is new, broad, and exists to prevent election interference. It's not political, you freaking idiot. So we're asking people with content that falls under those rules to simply get authorized and show who paid for the ad in order to run it. Hello, you freaking idiots. It's a Christian song. I can't read any more of this. I'm going to explode. But the pattern of Facebook's errors is alarming, especially when it comes to political content. The First Amendment protecting free speech, freedom of religion, and free press was predicted to protect, among other things, political speech. Yet with near monopoly, not near monopoly, they are monopoly. They need to be broken up. They need to be broken up. They definitely need to be broken up. No question in my mind. Zucky, Zucky, Zucky. At it again. That's why I don't use them anymore. That's why I don't use them. Unbelievable. Unreal. Sucky Zucky. CA Dems rebuke Feinstein. What did this idiot do? Let's see. What did this idiot do? In a rebuke of Dianne Feinstein, Kevin DeLeon wins endorsement of California Democrats in Senate race. Let's see. California Democratic Party leaders took a step to the left Saturday night, endorsing liberal state lawmaker Kevin DeLeon for Senate in a stinging rebuke of Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein. DeLeon's victory reflected the increasing strength of the state party's liberal activist corps, which was energized by the election of my president, Donald J. Trump. The endorsement was an embarrassment for Feinstein, who is running for a fifth full term and indicates that Democratic advocates in California have soared on her reputation for pragmatism and I don't care. Dion De Leon, a former state senator leader from Los Angeles, received 65% of the vote. About 330 members of the state party's executive board, more than 60% needed to secure the endorsement. Feinstein, who pleaded with party leaders meeting in Oakland this weekend not to endorse any candidate, she only received 7% and 28% voted for no endorsement. Oh, well, I don't care. 26-year incumbent snub. What is this? I already read that. That's Feinstein. Support liberal challenger instead. Is this Feinstein again? How many Feinstein stories are there? Jeez. Okay. Let's try a different source here. Trump hits fake news over North Korea progress. Let's see. They're gonna always lie. That's why I love this president. He do not let a lie go by without defending himself. Not like the past Republicans. They were idiots. If you're gonna lie, you should stand up for yourself. So yes, he uses Twitter to his advantage, and I love it. So he tweeted, "There hasn't been a missile or rocket fired in 9 months in North Korea. There have been no nuclear tests, and we got back our hostages. Who knows how it will turn out in the end, but why isn't the fake news talking about these wonderful facts? Because they're fake news. They are fake news. Mr. Trump, could you tell them what they are, please?
You are fake news.
That's exactly right. You are fake news. President Trump then turned to criticizing the outlets for not focusing on the positive talks between the U.S. and North Korea. They hate you. That's it. They hate you. And no matter what you do, whether or not it's good for the country or not, they will never give you credit. So I hope you're not expecting them to ever give you credit. Thank God that you at least have Fox News out there that's somewhat balanced. No, I don't really agree with everything, a lot that they do on there. Like blocking one of the biggest conservative icons out there, and who knows why they're blocking Michael Savage. It's just very angering to me. So I really don't watch Sean Hannity's show. I don't. I think that I don't like him. I just don't like him. So I mostly watch on there a little bit of Tucker Carlson, not much. But I mostly like Laura Ingraham. I like to like her because she's a straight shooter and she doesn't hold on any punches. And I like her. So that's pretty much, that's the only show from Fox that I have on my DVR. I DVR her show. But this isn't surprising that the media, they're blocking you out. Okay, what is this? President Trump takes on Turnberry. What's this? Turnberry. Let's see here, Turnberry. As the weekend in Britain began, President Donald Trump took to his resort in Turnberry, Scotland, to take in a round of golf with Eric, with his son Eric by his side. Let's see here. What did he tweet there? He tweeted, I have arrived in Scotland and will be at Trump Turnberry for 2 days of meetings, calls, and hopefully some golf. My primary form of exercise. The weather is beautiful and this place is incredible. Tomorrow I will, well, today actually, but tomorrow I will go to meet with Vladimir Putin. I guess in Turnberry you had a little protest going on there and President Trump taunted them by waving high at them. That's funny. I like that. I would have waved high with my one finger, but anyways, that's just me. That's just me. That's just me. Okay. Let's see. Illegal alien accused of trying to rob, stab woman in invasion. I'm so sick of illegals, honestly. So sick of them. John Podesta on DOJ indictment for DNC election hack. Russians listen to Donald Trump. Okay. What is this? Breitbart. John Podesta, manager for the failed 2016 Hillary Clinton presidential campaign, said to announcement Friday that DOJ special counsel Robert the Mule Jackass prosecutors had secured an incident indictment against 12 or more. You know, I don't care. I know about this already. Then go bite me, Biden. Trump's border policies makes me feel ashamed. You make me feel ashamed. Shut your mouth, you fool. Booker, Trump being harsher to Europe than Putin is. Oh, shut up. Shut up, stupid liberal crackpots. President Trump likely to skip All-Star game on Tuesday. Which All-Star game? And what All-Star game? All-Star game. Let's see. President Trump will meet with Russia President Vladimir Putin today. However, White House sources tell The Hill that President Trump will likely not attend the All-Star game at National Parks on Tuesday. Tuesday's game will be the first time the All-Star game held in D.C. since 1937. Okay. What else you got here? Autistic teen beheaded in Alabama over grandmother's links to Mexican cartels. Oh, this is sad. This is sad. Really sad. So, two men are accused of beheading an Alabama teenage girl suffering from autism and murdering her grandmother over the woman's ties to Sinaloa cartel, formerly headed by Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. Sad. Madison County, Alabama Sheriff's Office investigator Stacy Rutherford testified that Israel Palomino, 34, and Yanni Aguilar, 26, murdered 49-year-old
Aurelia Mendoza and her 13-year-old autistic grandmother. Oh, Lord, this is sad. The grandmother and the teen travel with the two men and women to pick up a batch of methamphetamine. Okay, yeah, I don't want to read any more of this. So sad. Far left out of state donors fund Democrats challenging GOP candidates in two Republican held House seats. I don't care. Let's see here. A whole bunch of, okay, I'm gonna try a different source. I'm not big on Breitbart as a source. Well, Sweden, suspect in fatal shooting is Islamic State Jihad. 150 ISIS jihads have returned to Sweden. That's not good. That's not good at all. North Carolina, Muslim inmate signed up for Ramadan fast. Now he's suing because he's got hungry. Are you people? Oh my goodness! So this idiot guy signs up for Ramadan fast, and now he's suing because he's hungry. What did he think a Ramadan fast was? You don't eat. Oh man, this is ridiculous. It is a ridiculous lawsuit. Stupid. Can't believe it. Unbelievable. Gay couple are whipped more than 80 times for having sex as crowd shouts hit them harder in moderate Indonesia. Congress demands State Department release secret report busting myth of Palestine refugees. Robert Spencer, why outreach, dialogue, and hearts and minds initiative won't end jihadists? Yeah, that's not good because they're poison and they're filled with hate against us. They want to end us. So, yeah, that's not going to happen. What else do we have here? Will Iran be Trump's Reagan moment? I hope so. That would be great. England. New female genital mutilation case every 2 hours. Still no convictions. This is in England. Oh, it's got to be in London or somewhere where most of these throwbacks are. Let's see. This from country that banned me from entering and speaking against the vicious. Yeah. Doesn't say where, but yeah, it's a sad state of affairs. All right, when I come back, let's see, should I do more news? No, I'm not going to do any more news. I'm going to get into the show, which is about sex scandals between Democrats and Republicans, mostly Democrats. I can't believe that I was told that Democrats' sex scandals are lesser than Republicans. So when I come back, I will talk about that. Definitely talk about that, because I definitely know that is not true. Thank you.
day she's gonna make them stay at home. Daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown? Whoa, 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 whoa. Tell me why. I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays. I wanna shoot. The whole day down. The telex machine is kept so clean and it types to a waiting world. A mother feels so shocked, father's world is rocked, and their thoughts turn to their own little girl. Sweet 16 ain't a peachy keen. Now it ain't so neat to admit defeat. They can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reasons do you need? Oh, 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 oh.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays. I wanna shoot. Ooh, 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 ooh. The whole day down. Lesson today is how to die. And then the bullhorn crackles and the captain tackles with the problems of the house and wife. And he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to die? Die, oh, oh.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
I don't like. I don't like.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
I don't like. I don't like.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays. I wanna shoot. Ooh, ooh, ooh. The whole day down.
The keyword phrase of the day is "Do you like Mantronics?" Text us now, 323-835-1123, or contact us at politicalbombshow.cf.
G morning, sunshine. Wakey, wakey. Text me back. Hey, did you tell your parents about us? Let's skip first period together. Did you get all my texts? Is practice over yet? Where are you at? Are you with your friends? That's LAAAMMEEE. Capital X, lowercase o, capital X, lowercase o.
I love you. JK, I hate you. JK.
Are you ignoring me?
We're in a huge fight right now.
Is this something I did?
I can see your lights on. I'm coming
this
over.
Isn't a
What'd
joke?
You dream about?
Did me?
I'm lonely.
Holla back.
Holla back. Let's try something new. Nude pics. Send me some. Text me.
Welcome back to Political Bomb Show. PoliticalBombShow.cf. So we're talking about which parties are more affected by sex scandals. So let's read a little let's read this article here. It says here, sexual harassment scandals
imperil Democrats more than Republicans. The party of the moral character has become the party of the end that justifies the means. When asked how he went broke, Mike Campbell, a drunken lout in Ernest Hemingway's The Sun Also Rises, replies, two ways, gradually and then suddenly. That is how the ongoing spat of sexual misconduct scandals feels. The sudden breaking of a dam held too long in place. It went 6 weeks ago after the New York Times and the New Yorker reported multiple decades-long allegations of sexual assault, harassment, and rape against Harvey Weinstein. Happened to be a Democrat, one of those, film producers that's a loudmouth. I'm pretty sure he's a Democrat. The waters remain roiled. In the past week more, women have accused Al Franken, a Democrat senator from Minnesota, of groping, and John Connors, a Democrat who has represented Detroit in Congress since 1965, of sexual harassment. He denies doing anything wrong. Glenn Rush, a reporter, and Charlie Rose, a television host, obviously they're Democrat, were suspended and fired respectively after sexual harassment allegations. More cases are doubtless coming. Now, the way how I feel about this is that I'm pretty sure I did a show on fake sexual harassment allegations, and I feel that there's a lot of those going on, and men are found guilty before innocent, which is not right. For instance, if I'm a TV star, basketball player, whatever have you, and some women say, rape, he sexually assaulted me, well, then I'm fired and or suspended until further notice. So, and what I don't understand, if she was lying, nothing happens to this woman. I'm sort of repeating myself from my other podcast show. Nothing happens to the liars, and it makes it more difficult for others to be believed, especially if it's a prominent star that people love and adore. People are going to automatically side with them and dislike the woman. So, anyway, let's continue here. In the past, sexual misconduct in politics tended to be ignored, disbelieved, or excused. Bob Packwood, a Republican senator from Oregon, was accused of assault for years before at last resigning in 1995, but only after the Senate Ethics Committee had voted as one to expel him. Anita Hill faced humiliating interrogation before a panel of white male senators, Clarence Thomas, whom she accused of sexual harassment, still sits on the Supreme Court. Yeah, because she's a liar. Liar. She's one of those fake accusers. Democrats and feminists defended Bill Clinton against allegations of sexual assault, which one aide memorably derided as bimbo eruptions. Mr. Clinton, the thinking went then, was a rogue, not a predator. So how could he not be a predator? He's absolutely a predator. Such attitudes have not entirely vanished. Mr. Rose, for instance, reportedly walked semi-cloth around his young female employees and regale one with his fantasies of watching her swim nude. His executive producer says one former employee dismissed such behavior as Charlie Rose being Charlie Rose, or Charlie being Charlie. But at least in the leftist enclaves of media and entertainment, that sort of thinking is on its way out. Mr. Rush is in professional limbo because of what the headline of the article detailing accusations against him describes as a history of bad judgment around young women journalists. The wave of scandals is too big, broad, and unpredictable to write off with skepticism or as the isolated of a few bad actors. Feminists have long held up culture charges as goal, and it now appears within reach. Social media have amplified the Whisper Network into tribune of institution shaking power. Congress is getting its house in order. Sexual harassment training is mandatory as of this month. Not a moment too soon. So, Jackie Speier, a Democratic Congresswoman from California, says she knows of two sitting members of Congress who have engaged in sexual harassment. Barbara Comstock, a Republican Congresswoman from Virginia, says a member of Congress exposed himself to a young woman who worked for him. I wish you would give names. Mr. Franklin has called for an ethic investigation into his own actions, attending to be beam in their own eye before turning to motes elsewhere. Plenty of Democrats have ruefully urged him to resign, which I think he resigned. I think he had no choice. Republicans have not so quick to punish offenders. True, Bill O'Reilly, a caustic talk show host, stepped down, but only after advertisers boycotts millions of dollars in settlements, a federal investigation, and the outing of his boss, Roger Ailes. But in Alabama, Roy Moore may win. He didn't win. And let's see here. Democrats hope that they can change that. Blah, blah, blah. Just a long-winded story here. Okay, that's just a long-winded story. Let's see what else we got on the menu. Here's a list of political figures accused of sexual misconduct. Interesting. Let's see what we got here. And we got Representative Bobby Scott. Bobby Scott, Democrat from Virginia, a former legislative aide to Republican Bobby Scott, Democrat, was accused him of sexual misconduct, and claimed that he fired her after she dismissed his alleged advances. Okay. Trent Franks, Republican, abruptly resigned from Congress on December 8th after Speaker Paul Ryan confronted him about the allegations, and the House Ethics Committee announced that it was investigating him. Who else we got here? Ruben. I can't pronounce this. K-I-H-U-E-N. He is... What is you? What are you? Okay, I'm not seeing if he's a Democrat or not. Okay, Democratic... Yeah, he's a Democrat. Presidential nominee. Let's see here. Called on a few Democratic Rubin after aide accused him repeatedly making sexual overtures to her during 2016 campaign. Republican Blake Ferrento, what did he do? He will not seek re-election after reports surfaced that he settled a sexual harassment claim made by an employee. See, now when someone settles, I don't think it always necessarily means they're guilty. It just means they just want this to go away, and sometimes they'll settle. So, Republican John Connors Jr. Let's see here. Retired from the House of Representatives on December 5th after multiple allegations of sexual misconduct were lodged against him. Senator Al Franken, Democrat, announced on December that he would resign following multiple sexual misconduct allegations mounted against him. Okay. Roy Moore, we know of. Roy Moore, Republican nominee for the Senate of Alabama. And it's, I should point out, he used to be a Democrat before he was Republican. Been accused of sexual misconduct at least 9 women only weeks before the special election. See, now this is something like this really seems political to me. George W. Bush. 7 women from separate incidents have accused former George W. Bush of inappropriately touching them from the behind. I did not have sexual relation with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. No, she just gave me a BJ. And, yeah. As Trump meets with Putin, will the King of Deal finally make one? Okay, that's not part of the story here, but yeah, I think that's pretty much all I got on that. I just feel like when it comes to sexual misconduct, honestly, they need to dole out punishment if the accuser turns out to be lying. They need to dish out punishments against, because that will put a stop to it, because there's too many people, I think 8% or more, lie about it. And it's not good. It really isn't good. So that's just pretty much my take on it. I'm still looking for a story with the pedo file Republican. I'm quite sure there's more pedo Democrats. Maybe I can search for that while I'm talking here. Let's see, what could I search for? Democrat accused of pedo sexual. I don't know, let's type something like that. Let's see. Democrats accused of pedo crimes. Let's see if anything pops up. Okay, so this is probably the one that that Owen was talking about, Roy Moore. And he didn't win
and he's not in the, you know, he didn't win the primary, so I'm pretty sure he was talking about Roy Moore. This is what I see here. Is that all you got? Is that all you got? Well, let me read this. Talk about this. Multiple Democrats currently involved in child sex scandals, sir. Child sex scandals. And you talk about one case that wasn't... Okay, so Democratic Seattle Mayor Ed Morey resigned Tuesday after more allegations of child sexual abuse surfaced in what is becoming a disturbing pattern of Democratic politicians, sir. Thank you very much. Okay. Morey's resignation, effective 5 p.m. on Wednesday, comes after a fifth allegation of child sexual abuse surfaced on Tuesday. I knew I was right about this. I didn't, when he, the minute he brought it up in that debate about Republicans into more pedophilia than Democrats, I knew that that was not accurate. So, here you go. Here you go. Perhaps the most well-known example is that of Anthony Weiner, soon to be ex-husband of to Hillary Clinton's top aide, Uma Abedin. The disgraced Democratic politician has a long history of sexual misconduct, which recently landed him in legal trouble. Let's see. He was involved with an online sexual relationship with a 15-year-old girl. Weiner pleaded guilty. So he was guilty. He was absolutely guilty. Okay. And there's more. Wait, there's more. You only got Roy Moore. Come on. Give me more. Give me more. Give me more. You got no more. So Jacob Swartz, 29, was an up-and-coming young Democrat who worked on New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. He's a piece of work, filth. He crossed the border legally. He should pay the crime. He should pay, do the time. But anyway, I want to talk about the naughty O here. Staff until he was arrested in May on child pornography charges. Child pornography charges. Jacob Swartz. And this guy could only tell me about one Republican. Okay, Senator Robert Menendez, Democrat, New Jersey, is currently on trial for facing federal corruption charges, which started in 2012 over allegation that he and another man were having sex with underage prostitutes. Trying to tell me that's more Republicans? Give me a freaking break. The list just keep going. I could keep reading and reading and reading and reading. Convicted sex offender and longtime friend of former Democrat Bill Clinton, pedophile Jeffrey Epstein was accused in January in federal lawsuit of luring a woman into his elaborate sex trafficking enterprise. The lawsuit alleged that Epstein had compulsive sexual preference for little girls as young as 13. Let me repeat that. The lawsuit alleged that Epstein had a compulsive sexual preference for little girls as young as 13, as young as 13, as young as 13, as young as 13, as young as 13. I think I'm pretty much won this case already. He's telling me about Republicans and pedophiles. Look how much Democrats I just read there, sir. Low comments, Democrats, I've just read there. I could keep on going, but I have what they call dropped the mic. what do they call that? I forget what they call it. A pipe bomb, or I don't know what they call it. Anyway, I won that battle. I knew that there was more Democrats into that sick stuff, because Democrats are sick. They're very sick. Sick, sick, sick. On that note, I will bid you adieu and say happy, happy Monday. Happy Monday, y'all. It's been grand. And again, keep an eye out, and I will mention it as it's available for your viewing pleasure. I was a guest host, co-host, on a very good show. I definitely enjoy being on Noen's show. I can't think of the show's name right now, but before the time comes, I will definitely promote it, because it was great talking with him for some 2 hours about different issues. He's a libertarian, very bright, and entertaining show that he has there. And of course, I will also keep you abreast on the debate that I had. It was a very spirited debate on abortion. It's a very very emotional subject, because the other side, which was Owen, feels that it's a woman's right issue, and I definitely feel it's a moral issue. So we pretty much didn't agree on anything, and it did get a little bit heated throughout the debate there, but Mr. Nolan, he's a very good moderator, and he kept us in line. So it was a really good show, and as time goes by and it's available, like I said, I will definitely mention it, and I will put links to his show and to the exact shows, because you need to listen to it. It's very informative, very, very informative. So I look forward to listening to that show. And like I said, happy Monday. Monday is almost gone. And tomorrow I shall talk more about anything that happened today as far as President Trump meeting with Vladimir Putin. Obviously, if there's anything that's breaking news, I will come back on air and break the news if there's anything that's very pressing, I think, that you need to know right away before Tuesday. I will definitely be back. So again, check out politicalbombshow.cf, where you can find all sorts of stuff, including our new blog where I write stories, and there's a link to the blog on politicalbombshow.cf, or leave a message on our message board. If you are on the other side of the aisle and you feel like you want to come on the show and debate me, we can do that. Just let me know, and I can definitely set it up. So, happy Monday, and I will talk to you tomorrow, unless there's breaking news.
Political corruption in the nation. A new sheriff coming into town. No politician is allowed. They're all too corrupt. Political bomb, political bomb, so.
political bomb, political bomb. So come on, people, let's